With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. The Langlade County Sheriff's Office says a Shawano County resident drowned in a river in the town of Wolf River over the weekend. The 73-year-old was reported missing after having gone fishing on June 27th. A search started that evening by the stream where the person's car was found. The search continued through the night and into the morning. The fisherman was found dead in the river around 11:30 a.m. June 28th. The sheriff's office says the cause of death was ruled a drowning. The victim's name is being withheld at this time. More than two dozen fire departments and search and rescue groups were called in to assist with the search. A Merrill man will go to federal prison for 16 and a half years for using a minor to produce child pornography. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Wisconsin says 42-year-old Jason Ridolfi will be on supervised release for 20 years after his prison term. Ridolfi was sentenced by a federal judge this week. He had pleaded guilty in March. In November of 2020, a tip came in about sexually explicit images uploaded to Google. Prosecutors say a search of Ridolfi's home led to more than 25,000 images of child pornography, including some the defendant produced. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, and Kenosha Police all helped with the investigation. Wisconsin's conservative-controlled Supreme Court has ruled that a conservative member of the Department of Natural Resources Policy Board can stay on the panel indefinitely, rather than being replaced by Democratic Governor Tony Evers' appointee. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker appointed Fred Prynne to the board in 2015, and his term expired more than a year ago. But Prynne has refused to step down because the Republican-controlled Senate hasn't confirmed Evers' appointee. That has effectively blocked Evers from filling a seat and preserved a conservative majority on a board that controls environmental and hunting policy in Wisconsin. Justice Rebecca Dallet, one of the court's three liberal justices, called the majority's decision absurd and said it threatens separation of powers. Domestic violence victim advocates fear there could be a rise in more violent and deadly abuse, or more people stuck with their abusers, after the recent Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. An unplanned pregnancy and an abusive relationship can add stress and lead to more severe abuse. Murder is the most common cause of death for pregnant women, usually at the hands of their significant other. Domestic violence survivor advocates fear those deaths and other extreme violence may become more common now that abortion rights are no longer guaranteed under federal law. But they also fear another consequence of women not having access to safe legal abortions. Brittany Olson is a lead domestic violence coordinator for Embrace. She says abusers will sometimes force or manipulate their partner into getting pregnant.
So then that can be used as another form of manipulation and control, because now you have this child and together, and you're going to be connected really for life to that person.
Embrace, which serves sexual and domestic abuse survivors in Price, Washburn, Rusk, and Barron counties, believes that access to safe, legal abortions and reproductive health services are rights every human deserves. It fears what this decision will mean for survivors, especially people of color and those in the LGBTQ+ community who have always had disproportionate access to abortion services. At the same time, Olson says the Supreme Court decision doesn't change a whole lot about how Embrace operates.
We're very upset about the decision, but also we recognize that access to abortion was really limited even before this decision. It does change a lot, but in another way, it doesn't change a lot, because we've been struggling with access for years. It's now just a law that's in place.
Embrace advocates are available 24/7 to talk to people experiencing an unwanted pregnancy through their options.
We want survivors to know that no matter what, we are going to be here to try to help them access those resources and go through their options.
People can call or text the Embrace helpline at 715-532-6976 for help with any domestic or sexual abuse situation. A startling report has been released for farm safety. Studies show a child dies on a farm once every 3 days, and there are 33 injuries per day in the United States. Pittsville Fire Chief Jerry Miner says what we're seeing is alarming.
More of them are growing up there, more of them are playing on the farm. There are not a lot of safe areas to play. on the farm. Kids are operating pieces of equipment that maybe they shouldn't be operating.
One of the report's authors, Dr. Marcia Salzwedel, has had her own personal experience with farm tragedies.
We had had these incidents when I was growing up. I had a cousin who had gotten his arm caught in a hay baler. I had a little brother who had been run over by a hay wagon. We had these types of incidents when I was younger, and I thought we were just unlucky.
She also mentioned if her brother wasn't near the equipment and if her cousin was properly trained, both accidents could have been prevented. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Your forecast for today, some scattered thunderstorms and windy with gusts up to 32 miles per hour, a high of 80 degrees. Tonight, we'll continue to see some chance for some thunderstorms and a low of 54. And tomorrow, Friday, heading into your holiday weekend, sunny skies with a high of 77. This is WXPR News.